There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. I'm a big advocate for them. I've just got off Kokoda after 10 days. I got back Monday night. Obviously, we had veterans, about 20-odd veterans on that Kokoda trail. I noticed that things haven't got any better for them under Veterans Affairs and the way they're being treated. We've got no statistics on veteran suicide, which the government continues to hide. They're not even trying to find out or attempted suicide. The claims, the times are taking way too long. There is no reason. It's cost neutral. I've done this. There's no reason why these blokes that are serving in the war zone, the men and women, can't be given an automatic gold card on their return, so they're not fighting the bureaucratic system, which, by the way, is costing the taxpayer millions to fight against these men and women who put their hands up to fight for this country, and possibly some of them are brought back in a box.
Yeah.
So I do have a problem with it. The whole defence network, the transition from defence back into civilian world, there's no GI Bill. It's called a GI Bill that we have in America, which re-educates them, it re-skills them and makes sure they can go back in the workplace. We have none of that. We absolutely have none of that in place for these men and women, and no career pathways. So we're losing the battle on all fronts.
Can I make a suggestion to you, though? Everything that you said then is right and of the best possible intention. But the way that Anzac Day has become really something, and the Anzac spirit, the real spirit of Anzac Day has built up over the years, has probably had a lot to do with our understanding of the veterans, and that we know what they go through a lot more because of things like Anzac Day. Would you concede that?
Well, I think that what it's doing is reminding our kids about what World War One was about. But what we need to be doing is focusing on the wars that have happened in the last 15 years, you know, whether it's in East Timor, Afghanistan, or Iraq, because these men and women are actually really paying the price badly for this, with the physical and psychological effects that they're coming home with, and they're not being looked after. We've learned nothing, absolutely nothing from our Vietnam veterans and that era. They had to fight like hell. It's taken 50 years to get it right. I do not want to see this new generation, this new cohort, I do not want to see them having to fight 50 years to try and get their lives back on track.
But
we owe them more than that.
Senator, what I'm saying to you, though, is that is not the Gallipoli campaign part of that? Also, I mean, what is the old saying? Those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. Is not the just because they are dead and gone, and many years, 100 years being passed, doesn't mean we don't have something to learn from it. My suggestion to you is that the reason we are better at this, and the reason that we have a better understanding of our Afghanistan veterans, far better than we did of our Vietnam veterans, is because of things like the Gallipoli commemorations. You don't concede that at all?
No, I do concede that, but it's also there was a 30-year gap between the Vietnam War and Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, that was a massive gap. So the younger generation now is seeing our men and women come back, seeing how damaged they are, and it's in their face. So I don't actually relate that to Gallipoli. I just say it's here.
Really?
It's in our own backyard, and they
can
see what's going on with these men and women.
That well, absolutely. You're entitled to your opinion. Now, hang on. You're entitled to your opinion on this, and I respect you for saying it, but I can't believe that you don't think that our returning Afghanistan veterans have anything to do with Gallipoli. Because I tell you what, if you were to talk to a Mark Donaldson or you talk to a Ben Robert Smith, they would tell you that's the biggest pile of crap they've ever heard.
Okay, well, that's their opinion. I'm around the veterans a lot, and my focus is making sure we look after our veterans, and we're not doing that. That's my problem. I will always honour the dead and those who have fought for this country, but I'll continue to say it, and I'll say it as loud and clear as I can. I will fight like hell for the living, okay? And they're on my radar, and that's my job. $400 million, close to $400 million on Anzac, when you've got the UK spent 90, I think New Zealand spent, give or take, 30 million. You know, we've spent excessively on this Anzac campaign. And that money here, I've got a young fella ringing me from war, just got out of Ward 17 in Melbourne, trying to get back in there. and they're telling him there's no beds. There's beds available, but they can't afford to put staff on for these bloody young troops that are coming back from Afghanistan or Iraq with PTSD that have done probably five or six tours.
You will not get an argument out of me over the fact that they need support. I want to ask you, you mentioned Kokoda. You walked the Kokoda track. Who paid for that?
I paid for that myself, about $6,500. I paid for the money for that, and I bought my own equipment, organised that, and my chief of staff came over with me. He took his own leave, and he also paid for himself as well.
And you did all that on your own leave?
Yep, did all that, yep.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that we didn't foot the bill for that.
You didn't foot the bill for that. That was paid out of my own, and I did that because I didn't want any flak back.
All right, no, that's good. Well, and also that is the right thing to do. So tell me, with most of the Kokoda veterans that have now gone, what good was that? What was the point of what you just did with Kokoda?
Well, you know what? Obviously, I needed some time out, some fresh air, but I wanted to go out there and really listen to what the veterans had to say when they were worn down after 5 or 6 days and make sure that everything that I've collated over the last 3 or 4 years has been correct. And I wanted that confirmed. That's been confirmed. There is massive problems going on in the areas of veterans affairs and defence abuse. So, you know, things are not getting any better when it comes to our military and veterans affairs. That's it.
Weren't you also honouring the men of Kokoda?
Yes, we certainly were honouring the men of Kokoda.
Wouldn't you have been better off donating that $6,000 of your own money to Legacy or to Soldier On as opposed to using it to go on a Kokoda experience to then honour people who aren't with us anymore? Do you see the hypocrisy in that?
I went to support the veterans. I went to support the Afghanistan Iraqi veterans that are on that and let them know that I am there to help and make sure that that is getting passed around because they're not getting a good deal. That's what I'm there for. Like I said, I'll show respect to the ANZACs. So I have no problem with that. But right now on my radar, and will always be on my radar, are those that are living.
Oh, look, I'm not going to knock anyone too hard who is trying to help out the veterans that are coming home. I wonder, just before you go, if you don't mind, Jackie, I want to ask you your take on the death penalty of Chanet Sukumaran and our future relationship with Indonesia. Where do you think it goes to from here?
Well, first of all, I think Nepal could do with some more foreign aid money, so we could probably take some of that off Indonesia until we can get our relationship back on track with them, if and when that happens. Right now we're giving them over $600 million or about $3 billion over the forward estimates in foreign aid. They have an army that's 10 times, they can afford to have an army that's 10 times the size of ours.
Yeah.
And we're struggling with ours, and I just wonder why we need to, maybe it's about time we took some foreign aid off them and actually spend it in our own backyard. Of course, that could be used on veterans. I've got farmers out there that are committing suicide because they're struggling to hold their farms up. I've got an arms epidemic running around the nation with our youth. You know what? I think that money could be better spent in our own backyard.
Jackie, it's good to talk to you. I thank you very much. I appreciate your views. The $400 million that we spent on Gallipoli and the rest for Anzac Day this year, how much would you have put on it? How much would have been a fair figure? Jackie, are you there?
Oh, sorry, you're still talking about...
Yes, I'm sorry. No, that's all right. I was just asking you, we spent $400 million on Gallipoli. How much do you think would have been a fair figure?
Look, I'd say, you know, probably match the UK around that 100 million mark, but I certainly could have used that 300 million going to homeless veterans and those who are need medical treatment.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Dakota salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.